Here we are at a Danish pavilion at a very impressively curated exhibition, which is called Speech Matters. And here we are with the curator,
Katarina Gregos.
Could you tell us something about the exhibition? Because what is fascinating is you have artists from different parts of the world.
Yes.
And also the works are from different periods.
Yes.
So what was the idea and how did you research for this exhibition?
There's kind of a long story behind it, so maybe I'll just give a little bit of background. But about a year and a half ago, the Danish Arts Agency asked five curators, international curators, non-Danish curators, to submit a proposal for the Danish Pavilion at the 54th Venice Biennale. And one of the criteria that they wanted to address is how to challenge the notion of a national representation. And I submitted a proposal for an exhibition called Speech Matters, which is an exhibition about freedom of speech. And I chose to work around the subject of freedom of speech for various reasons. First of all, because it relates to Denmark particularly. Denmark has a long tradition of freedom of speech and has been repeatedly in the top 10 of the World Press Freedom Index. But it has also suffered the so-called trauma of free speech in the wake of the Danish cartoon scandals. But free speech, I think, is also one of these debates that has been fundamentally reignited in the last 10 years or so in light of geopolitical shifts and events such as 9/11. So I thought it would be a very timely moment to reflect on what has become a very contentious and often volatile debate in the Danish Pavilion. And of course I also wanted to introduce a somewhat political content in a context which is often very culturally diplomatic or politically correct. So somehow to move away from this idea of the national representation being one artist whose time has come. I chose to work with a transgenerational group of artists, which is in a way also a political statement because I'm very critical of the ageism that exists in the art world and the way how older artists or mid-career artists are kind of cast aside because they're sort of over the age boundary. But for me it was also very important to have an exhibition that brings together different voices and different perspectives, given that freedom of speech is of course an incredibly complex issue which is so contingent upon different personal, social, cultural, political and religious circumstances. And the aim of the exhibition is indeed to complicate somehow this debate, which unfortunately has become very polarized in the public discourse and reduced to sort of binary opposites, them and us, Islam and the West, black and white. So it's an exhibition with 18 artists and a very, very intense public program, the majority of which have been commissioned to make new work for the exhibition.
Could you tell us something about the public program?
Yes, well, the public program is quite varied. First of all, it starts here in the space of the Giardini, because if we consider the Venice Biennale space, which is not an entirely free public space, we're interested in addressing somehow also the notion of what a national pavilion is, and a national pavilion is in a way a kind of privatized space. It's almost like an embassy, so to speak, and particularly the Danish Pavilion is quite an enclosed space. So we instigated a project by the German artist Thomas Kilper called the Pavilion for Revolutionary Free Speech, which is the project that kind of basically starts within the private garden of the Danish Pavilion and extends beyond it. And this is both an artwork in its own right, but it is also it also hosts the Speaker's Corner. And the Speaker's Corner is a public podium where we hosted a series of newly commissioned performances during the opening, but it's also a space which can be freely used by the public to exercise free speech acts. And it will also feature a program of public events at the end of June by Thomas Kilper himself. At the same time, it's also a social space and an artwork, because as you've probably seen, there's a series of woodcuts of 36 politicians and public figures on this anti-pavilion or anti-palazzo. And these public figures somehow represent what Thomas considers are contested political personalities who sort of use their power in order to somehow restrict human rights or silence, in a way, marginalized communities. And then we have the big mural by Stelios Faitakis on the front, which is the front of the neoclassical facade of the Danish pavilion. But more importantly, we have a project called Oslo by the Danish artist Foss, which is situated on the island of San Servolo. And Oslo is comprised of three formal elements: a bar, a radio station, and a stage. And this stage hosts an entirely public program of events, talks, performances, music, concerts, and lectures for 1 month. And for me,
in June,
it started on the 31st of May, and it will finish on the 31st of June. And that is, in fact, a truly public space, because it's free for everyone to go.
Ah, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.